Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Turner Barber. Batting second. The shortstop, Charlie Hollocker. Batting third. The second baseman, Zbeeb Terry. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ray Grimes. Batting fifth. The center fielder, George Mysel. Batting sixth. The left fielder, John Sullivan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Charlie Deal. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob O'Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Tyler. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Lefty Tyler. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, George Burns. Batting second. The shortstop, Dave Bancroft. Batting third. The second baseman, Frankie Frisch. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ross Youngs. Batting fifth. The first baseman, High Pockets Kelly. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Lee King. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Goldie Rapp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Snyder. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rosie Ryan. Pitching for the New York Giants, Rosie Ryan. And now, play ball. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker takes first base on ball four. Barber moves to second. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry strikes out. One out. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes takes first base on ball four. Barber moves to third. Hollocker moves to second. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft fields it and throws to second for the out. Barber scores. Hollocker moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mysel. The throw from Snyder and he is safe. Mysel steals second. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Barber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground towards third. Deal fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tyler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Deal moves to second. Lefty Tyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ryan fields it and throws to first for the out. Deal moves to third. O'Farrell moves to second. One out. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Barber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Deal scores. O'Farrell scores. Barber moves to second. It's 3-0, Cubs. Phil Douglas now pitching. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rapp settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Rapp. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Hollocker hits a line drive into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-1 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Douglas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first, with Tyler covering, for the out. One out. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Deal fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kelly scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grimes for the out. One out. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel is 0-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mysel hits a fly ball into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Deal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Goldie Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. There goes Rapp. The throw from O'Farrell to second, and Rapp is out. Two outs. Phil Douglas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douglas takes first base on ball 4. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-1 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 1-1 in the game, with a single. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Douglas, and towards Frisch, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lefty Tyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyler is 0-1 in the game. Tyler strikes out. Two outs. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Barber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. the Giants will come to bat. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 0 for 1 in the game. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground towards third. Deal fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0 for 1 in the game. Frisch hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 0 for 1 in the game. Youngs hits a ball on the ground towards second. Terry picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Terry. Bancroft moves to third. High pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Youngs moves to second. Lee King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 1 in the game. King hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hollocker hits a line drive into center field. King picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on King. Hollocker moves to third. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 2 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rapp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grimes hits a fly ball into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hollocker tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Cubs. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mysel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mysel moves to third. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sullivan. The throw from Snyder and he is out, Bancroft applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Goldie Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Deal fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Phil Douglas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douglas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Douglas hits a fly ball into right field. Barber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Deal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Deal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rapp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Farrell strikes out. Two outs. Lefty Tyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyler is 0 for 2 in the game. Tyler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bancroft hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0 for 2 in the game. Frisch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tyler fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Youngs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Deal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Barber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hollocker bunts in front of the plate. Snyder fields it and throws to first for the out. Barber moves to second. One out. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Barber scores. It's 5-0, Cubs. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 3 in the game. Terry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Grimes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Burns. Grimes reaches second base with a double. Terry moves to third. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mysel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft fields it and throws to home to get Terry. Grimes moves to third. Mysel moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sullivan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Lee King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 2 in the game. King hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goldie Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Rapp hits a fly ball into right field. Barber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive towards short. Hollocker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Brown pinch hits for Phil Douglas. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive off the glove of Deal, and into shallow left field. Brown reaches second base with a double. King moves to third. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. King scores. Brown moves to third. It's 5-1, Cubs. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burns. The throw from O'Farrell to Terry and they have Burns trapped. The throw over to Grimes, who applies the tag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Parrott now pitching. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Deal hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Youngs who is chasing the ball. Deal reaches third base with a triple. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lefty Tyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyler is 0-for-3 in the game. Tyler hits a pop-up towards first. Kelly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Barber hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bancroft hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0-for-3 in the game. Frisch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tyler fields it and throws to first for the out. Bancroft moves to second. One out. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Youngs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bancroft moves to third. Two outs. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bancroft scores. It's 5-2, Cubs. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kelly is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a line drive into center field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Grimes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Meisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meisel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Meisel hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Lee King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. King hits a ball on the ground towards third. Deal fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Kelleher now playing third base. Goldie Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rapp hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and New York Giants, 2. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.